The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly, the satire, that is.
Man on the street!
Marijuana is legal in the state of California now. The Final Edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
Wait, it wasn't legal before?
Finally, we can make shoes and rope.
Be like our boys in the service and smoke Chesterfield blunts.
Well, it might be legal, but it still dries out your pussy a little bit too much when you're having the sexual relations.
Mom!
You're smoking at the wrong place.
Now it's legal, it's dangerous, man. My friend got beat to death with a marijuana cigar. Seriously, it was like blunt force trauma.
Now I can finally watch the show Lost.
Once you buy weed, your name is on a roll, and that's how they know to put you in for jury duty.
I just heard Mary Jane is legal. I didn't realize she had a birthday.
At long last, Dave is here.
Yes, one step closer to PCP being legal.
What are the other steps left to making PCP legal?
Cocaine. That's it.
You know, you can make shoes out of crack.
Hello, and welcome to Are You Less Racist Than Donald Trump? The show that judges your prejudice. Here, as always, is the man who says he's the least racist person you'll ever meet so often that, well, it must be true. Donald Trump! How are you today, Donald?
I'm the least racist person you'll ever meet.
Exactly. Noted!
You know, they said I couldn't beat Hillary. It turned out to be the biggest.
Janet, cut the mic till we need him. Okay. So, now, let's welcome our first contestant. He's an auto parts manager from Richmond, Virginia, Laron Washington. Laron, do you think you're less racist than Donald Trump?
Well, I, growing up as a black kid where there weren't a lot of...
Oh, if he's black, then he can't be racist, right? Isn't that what they say? Right, Leroy?
It's Laron.
And Laron is less racist than Donald Trump! Congratulations! You'll be moving on to the final round, Laron. See you then. Next up, we have a housewife from Albany, New York, Megan Schuster. Megan, it says here that you like black cock.
Well, what? No, I don't like black. I mean, I do, but not. I mean, some of my best friends have black. No. What I mean is.
Oh, she likes black cock, all right. Women do because they're bigger. That's how slave owners bred them. Women tell me I have the cock size of a black guy. That's pure genetics on my part. But it's why I get along so well with the blacks. They sense my power.
Congratulations, Megan! A little awkward at first, but you're definitely less racist than Donald Trump. See you in the finals, too. Next up, my grandmother. Hi there, Nana! Are you less racist than Donald Trump?
Well, I don't have a racist bone in my body. Why, just backstage there was that Leroy, a colored boy. Some of my friends would have clutched their pearls, but I just acted like he was a regular person. Oh, look, there's that nice Donald Trump.
This one likes black cock too, don't ya? Hey, Granny. Wanna see a white one just as big?
Enough! Nana, you're in the finals. And our last contestant tonight, he's a meth user from Hattiesburg, Mississippi, Cletus Snotwaller. Cletus, are you less racist than Donald Trump?
No, I'm not. There.
Hey, do you want a job? I'm gonna make you ambassador to Norway.
Oh, sorry, Cletus. You're still less racist than Donald Trump. So far, so is everybody. Don't forget to tune in next time when our contestants are David Duke, Jeff Sessions, and that guy from high school who is still posting memes about Michelle Obama. We'll see you then on...
They said I couldn't win Pennsylvania, but in the end, I had the biggest...
Janet, cut the mic!
Ego. I had the biggest ego.
Man, that movie was a waste of money.
Yeah, I thought a movie with Brendan Fraser and Macaulay Culkin would be fun, but that was terrible.
You can say that again.
I thought a movie with Brendan Fraser and Macaulay Culkin would be fun, but that was terrible.
Wait, why'd you just repeat what you just said?
Because you said you could say that again.
Wait, why'd you just repeat what you just said?
I didn't. I asked you the same question you asked me.
Oh my god, I'm so confused.
You can say that again.
Oh my god, I'm so confused.
Stop repeating yourself.
Then stop telling me to say that again.
Say what again?
You can say that again.
Say what again?
Stop saying you can say that again.
You're getting mad at me for repeating myself when you just said the word again back to back.
Ugh, you're so annoying.
You can say that again.
So you agree?
You can say that again.
Good, so you're so annoying and you agree.
Agree. Wait, what?
I have no idea what we're talking about anymore.
You can say that again.
I won't say that again.
But you just repeated "I won't" twice in that sentence.
Fuck you, man. You know, I didn't want to come see this shitty movie anyway. You thought it would be good with Brendan Fraser and Macaulay Culkin? What shit?
Calling me shit? You're the one who shit.
I wasn't calling you a shit. I was calling the movie shit. But now that you mention it, you are shit.
No way. You're shit.
No, you are.
No, you are.
You can say that again, but about yourself.
You can say that again about... Wait.
What?
I know what's happening. We keep saying you can say that again, and it's making us repeat ourselves.
Oh. I get it now. Makes complete sense.
Also, it's Brendan Fraser, not Frazier.
I always get that confused.
You can say that again.
Hi, Mabel. I'm back from lunch.
Hi, Mr. Johnson. You missed a bunch of calls.
Oh, well, it was worth it. We had a good lunch. We spent the whole time talking about how Trump had, like, an affair with a porn star and how he claims he's all thin when he's a fat pig.
Yeah, well... While you were distracted by that, here's what also happened. While you were out, Jeff Flake delivered a speech from the Senate floor comparing Trump's anti-press rhetoric to former Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin.
Senator Flake did that?
Yeah, he did. Also, the Trump administration will protect health workers who oppose abortions or sex change operations based on religious or moral objections.
What, is this the 1950s and... the Soviet Russia? What is it?
Guess so. Also, chip funding is running out.
Well, they're just kids. I mean, I guess they don't need health care.
Shutdown is looming.
The government. Not that important, I guess.
Something about the wall.
About how I'm going to run there and look for Stormy Daniels myself.
Bannon and others asserted executive privilege he doesn't have.
Well, who cares about the rule of law, right?
The House Intelligence Committee released the interview transcript with Fusion GPS co-founder Glenn Simpson.
No, that probably means we'll start nuclear war to distract us.
The FBI is investigating whether a Russian banker illegally funneled money to the NRA to help Trump win the presidency.
Are you suggesting the NRA is not an ethical lightning rod? Oh, God.
The past 4 years were the hottest recorded period in the planet's history.
Oh, well, that's because of the porn star problem.
The Pentagon wants to allow nuclear retaliation in response to cyber attacks against the United States.
Well, that'll make the last 4 years seem less hot.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders claimed Trump can't be racist because he was on a show on NBC.
NBC? They also gave a show to Cosby, Matt Lauer, and Seinfeld's Kramer.
The number of uninsured Americans rose by 3.2 million in Trump's first year in office.
Well, you're not going to need insurance if you die in the Holocaust.
42% of Republicans consider negative news stories that are accurate to be fake news.
So when they die in that nuclear holocaust, they'll say it's not happening. Great.
And Trump chose not to visit our oldest ally, Great Britain.
Well, who needs friends when you... Was there... that's it, right?
Yes,
I didn't miss
sir.
Anything else?
Sorry, sir, but there was one more.
What?
Neil Gorsuch is still on the Supreme Court.
Oh. Thank you, Mabel. Hold my calls.
Okay, sir.
I want to introduce you to the newest member of the Justice League.
Thanks, Batman. I'm Ian.
And I'm Stuart, and we're pumpkin farmers.
We're excited to help in any way we can.
Uh-oh.
What is it, Wonder Woman?
Well, it looks like you're going to get your chance to help sooner than later. Steppenwolf has threatened to destroy the entire planet.
Steppenwolf? Who? Why aren't we going against a more well-known villain?
Because we already did that in the last movie. You know, the one that no one liked. Anyway, we need a plan to stop him. Any ideas?
We have one. Water.
That's right. We can just give him lots of water.
What is that going to do?
Well, when me and my twin brother...
That's me.
When we were growing our record-breaking pumpkin, we'd give it 100 gallons of water a day. Maybe that'll work here, too.
Okay, I don't see how hydrating a supervillain will stop it.
You know, I bet if Aquaman was here, he'd agree.
No, no one likes that guy.
But we'd really work hard every day, giving our pumpkin water upon water upon water and just watching them grow.
It was hard work. And water.
Okay, well, I don't think that will work in this situation. Other ideas?
What if we attack him from all sides, giving him everything we've got?
Like sunlight!
And fertile dirt!
And water!
Look, do you guys have any other skills besides watering pumpkins?
That's pretty much it.
Our goal is to break the world record, but that's a lot of hard work.
And water.
Mm-hmm. Wait, maybe these two farmers are onto something. If we grow the world's largest pumpkin and drop it on Steppenwolf's head, there's no way he can destroy the planet.
Yeah, or at very least, he'll smell like pumpkin long after autumn season. It would be so embarrassing he'd never want to leave his house.
Perfect. We'll go get our water pails.
And our water!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with purchase.
This is ESPN 17 welcoming you to the first annual Tide Pod Challenge, where we turn an already unsafe YouTube activity into an even more dangerous competitive eating contest. I'm Jack Skaldin.
And I'm Dawn Green. We'll be providing the play-by-play as five competitors attempt to ingest plastic pods containing the leading laundry detergent in the United States. Jack, isn't it true that Tide's parent company, Procter & Gamble, declined to sponsor this event?
Absolutely, Don. But don't worry, many of their competitors rushed in to provide full sponsorship. The makers of Woolite, Purex, Arm & Hammer, and Extra have done everything in their power to ensure that whenever you think of young people dying from swallowing ethanol, hydrogen peroxide, and polymers, you think of Tide.
Well, the buckets of the candy-colored toxic pods have been laid out, and the contestants have signed their liability waivers, so here we go.
And the crowd erupts as the contestants dig in. How do you think this will pan out, Don?
Well, the crowd favorite is definitely Gary the Gurgitator McSimmons, who quickly threw down five pods in 20 seconds in an online video last October. But the man to watch is Antonio Bain, who goes by the nickname Mr. Yuck on his YouTube channel. Known for drinking over a dozen poisons and chemicals on his videos online, he's a role model for the kids.
And contestant Byron Randles is puking up blue chemicals. There is blue foam everywhere. He is disqualified. What's this? Fellow contestant Sam Sabatino turns to watch. He starts laughing and he snarfs concentrated detergent through his nostrils. Sam Sabatino is down.
Look at him convulsing and asphyxiating on the floor, Jack. Is it any wonder the crowd loves this plucky kid from Toledo?
We'd like to pause for a moment to mention another sponsor, the American Association of Poison Control Centers. The place to call when you've ingested something you shouldn't. Whether you've eaten laundry pods, antifreeze, good old American bleach, or just those little desiccant packets that say do not eat, come hang out with our cool counselors at the Poison Control Center. Groovy, man.
Well, while you were talking, Phil London collapsed and went into a seizure. So it's down to Mr. Yuck and the Gurgitator. Look at him go.
It's worth noting the style each remaining contestant is using. The Gurgitator is swallowing his whole, while Mr. Yuck makes a noted show of biting into each pod before swallowing. Won't that cause severe burns to his lips, mouth, and esophagus, Don?
Of course! And imagine the damage to Gurgitator's stomach when those pod membranes dissolve. He's already had part of his stomach and large intestine removed. But what's your point?
And Mr. Yuck goes down after his fourth pod. The Gurgitator wins!
Wait! The judges are motioning to the referee. What's going on?
The ref's approaching the microphone.
It has come to the attention of the judges that the pods Mr. Sims ingested were not Tide laundry detergent, but in fact Cascade dishwasher detergent. Therefore, Mr. Sims is disqualified.
Ooh, tough break for the Gurgitator, right, Don?
Well, it's not like this is the Cascade Pod Challenge. What is this? ESPN 23?
Well, the winner of this challenge is Antonio Mr. Yuck Bain, and he will be awarded his trophy and prize and a lifetime supply of Tide Pods, which, from the look of him, may be like one pod. Maybe less. Anyway, this is Jack Skalvin.
And Don Green.
Reminding you that those multicolored chemicals in your garage, laundry room, and under your kitchen sink aren't just household cleansers.
People want to see you eat them.
So long!
Hi, I'm Samantha Jane Gerwitz, and we're recording this episode of The Final Edition in January, so that means we're in the prime time for New Year's resolutions. And I thought I would check in with some fellow writers here at The Final Edition and see how we're all doing with them. So what are some of your resolutions, guys? Ben Kirshner?
Well, I resolved to work out more. I've been to the gym 3 times already.
Great work, Ben. How about you, Gil Barron?
Well, I resolved to get more organized, so I went through my closet, donated a bunch of old clothes to Goodwill.
Good stuff. Okay, have I spent enough time pretending to care about your resolutions?
Yeah.
Okay.
So here are some of my New Year's resolutions for 2018. First, I'm going to start eating better. No processed foods or anything like that. I am going clean.
Sam, didn't you just make us all order McDonald's Happy Meals for lunch today?
Well, yeah, but, you know, that was just for the toys, which were delicious, by the way. So, you know, that doesn't count. Anyway, my next resolution is to stop biting my nails. And look, they're pristine.
But Sam, I saw you chewing on these backstage before the show.
Wait, have you been chewing on construction nails?
They're just like toothpicks, but metal, so better. Anyway, my next resolution is to get 6-pack abs. And guess what? I already nailed it, no pun intended.
That's beer under your shirt, isn't it?
Tecate abs, baby.
No, Sam, that's not what
that... Also, I want to expand my horizons. So this year, I'm going to take more trips. I already bought like 20 tabs of acid.
I mean, that's sort of a trip.
Do you know how expensive plane tickets are right now, Ben?
And acid is cheaper?
Burning Man. Also, I resolved to learn how to fly.
That's cool. How's that one going, Sam?
Great. I got a Groupon for flying lessons. I've already taken 2.
Oh, great. That sounds really legitimate. How's it going?
So good. I am so close to nailing it. No pun intended. Look, watch!
Well, she jumped out the window. That was predictable.
Well, that was the last nail in the coffin. No pun intended.
Gil, she just died. Anyway, these have been our New Year's resolutions.
If you love The Bachelor and The Biggest Loser, you're gonna shit yourself for the newest, hottest, sexiest reality competition dating show yet.
No fat chicks. We've got 20 of the most attractive and smartest normal women from around the country, but only the one with the biggest weight loss will find love.
Welcome, ladies. Tonight, our bachelor has decided to forego the cocktail party in favor of a more informal and hopefully more revealing pool party. But first, it's time for a weigh-in. So let's strip down to those bikinis and get up on the scale.
These women will transform their bodies and their hearts in this 8-week-long journey toward everlasting love.
I just don't think Vanessa is here for the right reasons. I mean, sure, I think she really loves Mike, like, much more than me, actually. And she doesn't really seem to care about being a celebrity, but, like, she's a size 6 and I'm a size 2. It's like she's not even trying to find a husband.
Christy is bulimic. I caught her throwing up 3 boxes of granola bars she stole from Kraft Services. That's so unhealthy. And also, it's like cheating, right?
No, actually, that's within the rules of the show.
Really? That's disgusting.
Disgusting? Like my stronger relationship with Mike is disgusting?
Looks like Christy is willing to go the extra mile for love.
You bet, Chris.
See who will lose the weight and win her mate.
Maria, it appears that your heart has become enlarged from the excessive amount of diet pills you're taking. As your doctor, I'm going to have to advise you to stop immediately.
Doctor, the only thing making my heart expand right now is my intense real love for Mike and these pills.
This amazing weight loss journey to love will inspire your heart to grow and your waistline to shrink.
Michelle L., I connected with you from the first moment I saw you step out of that limo. And now, 6 weeks later, I feel even closer to the shell of you that's left. Will you accept my spoon?
Yes. Yes, Michael, of course I will.
Your bones are sticking out. You're sharp everywhere.
Oh my God, I think I'm falling in love with you too.
How far will these lovely ladies push their bodies to find a marriage that will last just long enough to make them a social media influencer? Tune in to No Fat Chicks this fall and see, because love always finds a way.
That's right. Now it's time for a high concept prank show today. That is prank calls. We gonna do a prank call. I have time traveled to the next point in time. For once, I have already done the prank call, and I recorded the call and made a soundboard from that. I'm going to use that soundboard to prank call myself. Then I will record the reactions to that and use that as the soundboard to go and go back in time to prank call myself. That's forever a loop of pranks. Alright, whether or not, here I call myself. Hello? 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 Who this? I don't know what this sounds like. Me? Hello? I don't know. I gonna hang up on you. Who this? I don't know what this sounds like. Me? What? That sounded like me. That sounded like me. Oh, this is for the prank show you're doing it? You do? I bet I know what you're doing. Hello? That sounded like me. I bet I know. No, you let me speak. No, you let me speak. No, you let me speak. Hello? I bet I know. No, you let me speak. Stop that. You using a soundboard. I know what you're doing. Stop that. You using a soundboard. I know what you're doing. Hello? Stop that. You using a sound. No, you let me speak. You using soundboard, you went in the future and recorded me. You using
using the soundboard. I know what you're doing. You let me speak.
I gonna hang up.
You let me speak.
That was a great job. I did it. Best part was it turned out that I actually invented a time machine. It worked. Goodbye.
Dedicated listeners to the Final Edition Radio Hour may have recognized a theme running through our shows the last 3 months or so. That theme is this. At the end of every episode, we will play the classic piece of satire, Deteriorata, in honor of Donald Trump's presidency. We'll play this until he is gone, and our place in the universe is restored.
Go placidly amid the noise and waste, and remember what comfort there may be in owning a piece thereof. Avoid quiet and passive persons unless you are in need of sleep. Rotate your tires. Speak glowingly of those greater than yourself, and heed well their advice, even though they be turkeys. Know what to kiss and when. Consider the two wrongs never make a right, but the three do. Wherever possible, put people on hold. Be comforted that in the face of all aridity and disillusionment, and despite the changing fortunes of time, there is always a big future in computer maintenance.
You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here, whether you can hear it or not. The universe is laughing behind your back.
Remember the Pueblo. Strive at all times to bend, fold, spindle, and mutilate. Know yourself. If you need help, call the FBI. Exercise caution in your daily affairs, especially with those persons closest to you. That lemon on your left, for instance. Be assured that a walk through the ocean of most souls would scarcely get your feet wet. Fall not in love, therefore. It will stick to your face. Gracefully surrender the things of youth, birds, clean air, tuna, Taiwan, and let not the sands of time get in your lunch. Hire people with hooks. For a good time, call 606-4311. Ask for Ken. Take heart amid the deepening gloom that your dog is finally getting enough cheese, and reflect that whatever misfortune may be your lot, it could only be worse in Milwaukee. You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. And whether you can hear it or not, the universe is laughing behind your back. Therefore, make peace with your God, whatever you conceive him to be, hairy thunderer or cosmic muffin, with all its hopes, dreams, promises, and urban renewal, the world continues to deteriorate. Give up.
You are a
That's our show. Thanks for listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. The voices of the Final Edition are performed by Bruce Cherry, Daisy Hobbs, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Keith Saltahanes, Tony Hindra, Gil Barron, Ben Kirchner, John Gutierrez, Samantha Gerwitz, Barry Lank, Sean Ari Lehair, James Mount, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Abby Parker, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Rachel Rauch, Andrew Danish, Candice Martellera, Antu Shell, Rob Miller, Kayla Merrill, and Leslie Shapira. The Final Edition Radio Hour is written by Kit Lively, Samantha Gerwitz, Candice Martellero, Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Tony Hindra, Rob Gordon, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Barry Link, James Mount, Gil Barron, Ben Kirchner, John Gutierrez, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Leslie Shapira, Melinda Hughes, Jeremy Rayburn, Steve Rosenfield, and Peter Kleinman. The Final Edition Radio Hour is produced and directed by Tony Hendra and Jeff Chrysler, West Coast production by Barry Link. Audio edited by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond. The Final Edition Radio Hour is the property of the Final Edition Radio Hour, copyright 2014.